I think there's two players that are the easiest people to have a conversation about in this year's draft. So what do the two defensive linemen mean for Felix Anudike Uzomah? And what does Jalen Royals mean for the future of Sky Moore, Juju Smith-Schuster, and the rest of the bottom end of that receiver group? Those, to me, are the two that come out of the draft and you ask the question. Because someone asked me yesterday, and I'm sure they were asking me because I've been critical, but like, once they take those, what's that mean for FAU? In a weird way, nothing. Because I think the story's kind of now been settled a little bit on FAU in that he's a rotational defensive lineman with limited play time available for Kansas City, in which I think he's stuck. So if you want to say that, I think he's stuck exactly in the role he was in last year, and that's probably what it means. It means the growth has a cap to it, and it probably did anyway. I don't think it fundamentally changes his positioning on the team.
Yeah, I don't think it does. I would also say, just once again, contract-wise, they don't have many guys on the defensive line under contract after this season. So Karloftis, they'll make a decision on in the next year, maybe this offseason. You have a one-year deal with Emenihue. Mike Dana, we've gone over this as well, the way his contract is structured. So of course, if Felix was a star, maybe you don't need it. But even if he was better, I still think they needed to draft a defensive lineman.
Multiple, like, honestly.
When we were saying they needed to draft a defensive lineman, it wasn't just because of Felix. It was they need depth on the defensive line.
I mean, he's on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Chris Jones is getting older. Dana's on and last year, his deal, all that stuff.
And as far as like on the other side, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, Royals is the pick and everything like that. You know, what does it mean for Sky Moore? Like, he, I think, is very evidently based off of last season, including the injury. Sky Moore was always going to enter training camp this year as a potential cut candidate. That was always going to happen. And that's what he's going to enter training camp as a potential camp cut candidate.
I can't remember the exact site. Can I ask something about for those of you who click on articles or listen to shows like this? I saw a headline yesterday that said it was photos of Sky Moore. Sky Moore working hard to like prove to the league who he is this year. And I'm like, prove to the league? Do you get someone to click on that? Because the man's exercising? You think he's just going to be good now? Like, come on. We don't have to like overhype a player unnecessarily. Like, is that enough to be like, oh my God, Sky Moore's working out, guys. I think he might be good now. Watch out.
Athletes post the workout video stuff.
It wasn't Sky Moore who was saying this.
Yeah,
it was just
that's not a big deal.
The other. When I look at it, I think Sky Moore's not going to make the team. I think it probably means more for Sky Moore because Felix always a part of the team, a part of the defensive line.
Look at the wide receiver room. Let's just do the quick math.
Sky Moore
for a second.
One of the two is not making the team.
Do the quick math. You got the front three and Worthy, Rice, and Brown. Royals is going to make the team. He's a fourth round pick. He's making the team. So there's four. Then you have what, two spots left after that? For 5 and 6.
So sometimes they go 7. Okay. Sometimes they go the extra offensive lineman. This year feels like an extra offensive lineman
say,
case.
Let's say it's 6 to be safe for this hypothetical.
Yeah.
So then Juju is 5. And then if you're Sky, you're battling with another undrafted guy or two. Plus Nico Remigio and Justin Ross. That's basically what we're talking about for the 6th spot probably.
I mean, those guys, I can't believe it. How many years in a row are Nico Remigio and...
Well, he proved to be valuable last year at times.
Ross going to be on this team. Like right now, would you rather have Nico Remigio or Sky Moore?
Nico Remigio,
yeah.
Kicker turn.
100%.
Yeah, he has more value.
He does. I agree with you. I just think one of those.
But again, let's remember, we're
team.
Talking about the 6th wide receiver at this point. So in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. What's your guess? Juju Smith-Schuster or Sky Moore gets cut? One of those two, I think, does not make the team.
I think they like Juju for his blocking ability. I'm serious. For his block, he's a really good blocker as wide receiver. That does matter. Plus, he also had showed in a pinch last year, he stepped up big in that Saints game.
Not that this is surprising information, but Jeremy Fowler, a little Chiefs news. The Chiefs plan on picking up the 5th-year options of corner Trent McDuffie and pass rusher George Karloftis. The team will be submitting those applications today. None of that is surprising news, but the Chiefs will pick up the 5th-year options for both Trent McDuffie and George Karloftis.
Okay.
I'm guessing that'll open up the possibility of working on the contract for Trent McDuffie now that that's underway. Some of those teams got to avoid picking up the 5th-year option first, but as a reminder, and this is, I honestly feel bad for him for this, because Trent McDuffie was not voted to the Pro Bowl in his first 3 years in the league, he will make $6 million less on that 5th-year option because he didn't make the Pro Bowl. Even though we all know he's better than probably a player who did, he will make significantly less money on that 5th-year option than if he had made it. That's a really interesting hiccup in the contract stuff. The other guys who got paid, there was a guaranteed number attached to year 5 that was more money than is attached to year five of Trent McDuffie's deal. So you kind of have to just ignore that if you're the Chiefs and you're just trying to like get him paid like everyone else, or you're asking him to take a cut that he shouldn't have to take a cut on because he is a Pro Bowl caliber player but didn't get voted to the Pro Bowl. It's so such a weird system. I feel bad for him. It's insane that he gets less on that fifth-year option.
NFLPA, for whatever reason, has allowed that to happen.
Is there any way that they don't actually sign McDuffie?
Someone said he was all-pro. Not where they give him the money for. They give him the money for Pro Bowl.
Yeah, it's stupid. Is there any way he's not on the team after when?
I know, like, I mean, in terms of giving him the contract, don't do that?
No, they love him way too much.
I mean, anyway, of course, it's not 0%. I would be shocked.
99.8%
of my opinion. I would be
shocked. They don't pay him.
They do pay him. 99% chance that they do pay him. Yeah, I think it's a very small chance that they don't.
I'm saying you'd be shocked if they don't.
Yeah.
Like, Karloftis, I would put more in, like, there's some variance in that, and how this defensive line plays this year could factor into it if they don't get a deal done sooner. All the things that like kind of make sense. If you talk to anybody at all around that team, not just really like, they are in love with Trent McDuffie's game. You don't just let top corners go.
They view him as a pillar for like the next era, right? Like all the, think about like all the, you know, we talk about marketing the team. Like typically you see Mahomes, Chris Jones, and Travis Kelce as like the three faces. Here in about a year or two, it's going to be Mahomes and Trent McDuffie and maybe one of the wide receivers.
Or Creed Humphrey, you know? I'd like to vote for him.
I don't know if the center is going to be like viewed as the face of the franchise.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, right, you would say during this current era or previous era, if you think we're about to enter a new one, it's Chris Jones, Kelce, Mahomes. It's going to be Mahomes and Trent McDuffie and somebody else here in the next 2 years. I really think that's how they view him.
Part of the reason I'm asking is just because I wonder, with them picking up the fifth-year option, does that... Are the Chiefs actually going to try to get something done with him before the season starts? Because I think the Chiefs, if they want to keep him long-term and pay him, they should pay him now. But yeah, I don't
this
know
doesn't
if,
prevent them from paying him now.
But I don't know if are the Chiefs going to be aggressive in trying to give him that extension now, or are they just going to, in a way, just be content with that got done? We need to focus on Karloftis
they won't even touch Karloftis's contract till Trent McDuffie's
Trey
Smith has to get his deal done first, and then they can work on Trent McDuffie, and that should be priority one after Trey Smith's deal.
I think there's a chance that Trent McDuffie tries to play this thing out for the same reason I just mentioned the 50-year option.
Yeah,
but it's just it's always a two-way street. Sometimes, like, the problem is when you should just offer him to be the highest paid corner and they don't take it versus they want to wait. Like, we talked about this with Cincinnati. They made a mistake. Jamar Chase said a number he would take.
Yes.
They wouldn't pay him that number. Money. And then they had to end up paying him more because they didn't just give him the number he asked for. I don't think that that's what will happen with McDuffie. I think it'll just be a question of if he thinks two or three more corners can get paid before he wants to or needs to get paid. Those are slightly different arguments. I imagine they'll have those conversations with Trent McDuffie, but I'm with you, Gold. I bet it'll be after the franchise tag deadline for Trey Smith to get a new contract. They won't even kick around the deal probably until then.
Well, that's because I wonder, because Justin Jefferson got paid 2 years ago. Jamar Chase got paid now. Like, there was the number, the highest paid wide receiver didn't change, where Sauce Gardner still is yet to get paid. Right. So if you're Trent McDuffie, his agent's probably in his ear saying, hey, if Sauce doesn't get paid, I don't care if they offer you the most money, you shouldn't want to get paid either. You're going to wait until Sauce gets that deal.
But again,
deal.
I think
it doesn't always
a little Horn, bit more. Horn could have said that. Like, there's been already four corners this year been paid who could have said the same thing.
Well, of course.
Somebody's going to get paid last, but everybody can't get paid last. So typically, like, it just kind of depends on the player individually. I've never really gotten the sense of McDuffie. And in the interview he did with whoever it was, now I can't remember, he did the interview clip where he said, it's not about the total amount of money. It's just about making sure that I'm paid commiserate with my performance.